United States.
Our election forecast. Cold, hard numbers for November. America's presidential race is not a coin flip, according to our forecasting model. 5 months before the election, Donald Trump has a clear lead.
Joe Biden's job approval rating stands at 39%, putting him roughly in a tie for lowest of any president at this point in his term in the history of American polling. In all six states that could prove decisive in November, he trails by between 1 and 6 percentage points. In the two where he's closest, Wisconsin and Michigan, Democratic candidates' margins have underperformed the final polls by an average of 6 points in the past two elections. Even if he wins both, Mr. Biden would still need one more swing state to secure the 270 electoral votes necessary for re-election. These numbers suggest that the race is hardly a toss-up. True, the 5 months before the vote give Mr. Biden time to make up ground, and the polls may underestimate his true support. But it's also possible that the candidate to benefit from any polling error could be Donald Trump. In 2016, most pundits found it unfathomable that a manifestly unqualified candidate like Mr. Trump could win the presidency. This bias was reinforced by polls that consistently put Hillary Clinton in the lead. Now, after a presidency that yielded two impeachments and a riot in the Capitol, the prospect that voters might willingly return to office a man recently convicted of 34 felonies seems nearly as outlandish. Yet surveys suggest it's more likely than not. The Economist's statistical model of the election, which relies solely on polls, past results and economic data, and knows nothing of Mr. Trump's record in office or in the courts, gives Mr. Biden a 1 in 3 chance of re-election. That means a victory for Mr. Biden would count as only a mild surprise, somewhat more likely than the 30% share of days on which it rains in London. 4 years ago this week, this model gave Mr. Biden an 83% chance. Our model combines two types of data, horse race polls and fundamentals, or expectations based on historical precedents. Its starting point, drawing on work by Alan Abramowitz of Emory University, is a national fundamentals forecast that seeks to predict the incumbent party's share of the vote, excluding third-party candidates, based on three factors – the president's approval rating, incumbency, and the economy. We have reinterpreted Mr. Abramowitz's incumbency advantage as the absence of a term penalty suffered by parties seeking to hold the White House for more than 8 years, a feat accomplished only once since 1950. We also account for the weakening of the link between economic performance and the vote shares of incumbents seeking re-election due to growing polarisation of the electorate into camps of committed partisans. As anyone who followed American politics in 2000 or 2016 knows, winning the popular vote is no guarantee of prevailing in the state-by-state electoral college. Our model also includes a fundamentals forecast for each state, based largely on how much more Democratic or Republican its past results have been than America as a whole. For example, in 2020, Mr. Trump won Florida by 3.3 percentage points, while losing nationwide by 4.5, putting Florida 7.8 points to the right of the country. Our model then hunts for the true voting intentions in each state on each day, taking into account opinion polls published so far. It adjusts for the impact on survey results of methods, sample sizes, pollster biases, and the use of likely voter screens. Every day, the model generates 10,001 different possible scenarios for the election. The most common ones land close to poll results and its fundamentals forecasts. But it also includes a healthy number of big surprises to allow for the risk of significant polling errors. In 2012, the overall picture painted by state-level surveys turned out to be more accurate than nationwide polls. 4 years later, the reverse was true. To avoid overweighting either type of survey, the model treats the election as a giant jigsaw puzzle, in which vote shares in each state have to add up to the national total. An unusually strong national poll for a candidate will yield higher expected vote shares in every state. Conversely, a surprisingly poor state-level poll for a candidate will lower the model's expectations not just in that state, but nationwide, especially in places that are nearby and demographically similar. Starting with the national fundamentals, our model's expectation for Mr. Biden, before seeing a single horse race poll, is that he should win 50.5% of the two-party vote, a bit above his current 49.4% share in national polls, though below the 52.3% he won in 2020. The model thinks he is slightly more likely to gain ground on Mr. Trump during the next 5 months than to lose it. On average, it expects Mr. Biden to pick up half a percentage point, yielding a tie in the national popular vote. Unfortunately for the president, state-level polls do not suggest that the Electoral College advantage Mr. Trump enjoyed in 2016 and 2020 has eroded materially. Mr. Biden trails by around 5 points in the Sun Belt battlegrounds of Arizona, Georgia and Nevada, all of which voted for him 4 years ago. Our model gives him just a 24% chance of holding on to Georgia, where his lost popularity with black voters is most damaging, and 31% and 36% shots in Arizona and Nevada, where his losses among Latinos hurt him. Mr. Biden's polling has held up better in the relatively white Rust Belt swing states of Michigan, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. Mr. Trump leads narrowly in all three states. Our model considers all three close to coin flips. State-level vote shares in the Great Lakes region have tended to fluctuate in tandem from one election to another. It would take only a tiny improvement in Mr. Biden's numbers or polling error in his favour to hand him the trio and a second term. However, there are two reasons why Mr. Biden's true chance of winning the Electoral College is lower than the average chance of victory that the model gives him in these three states. First, his slide in other regions makes it less likely that he can make up for a loss in the Midwest with wins in the South or West. If he loses Arizona, Georgia and Nevada, he then needs all three Rust Belt battlegrounds, plus one Electoral College vote from Omaha, Nebraska, to muster exactly the magic 270. Our model gives Mr. Trump a 43% chance of winning them all and Mr. Biden 31%, leaving 27% for a split decision that would probably also return Mr. Trump to the White House. Second, in both 2016 and 2020, Mr. Trump did far better in the Midwest than surveys implied. Our model assumes that both candidates are equally likely to benefit from polling errors. But if you compare current surveys with state-level polling averages from late 2020, rather than with the actual election results, the Rust Belt no longer looks like a Biden-friendly outlier. Instead, it's consistent with a national trend in which Mr. Trump appears to have gained 3 to 5 points of vote share. If that were the case, the former president could be on track for a decisive victory, flipping light blue states like Maine, Minnesota, New Hampshire or Virginia. Recent polls showing a tied vote in Virginia or Mr. Biden's lead in the Democratic bastion of New York dwindling to a modest 9 to 10 points bolster that possibility. Mr. Biden's situation is far from desperate. Good news for him or bad news for Mr. Trump, such as the former president's recent conviction in New York, which has been reflected in only a handful of state-level surveys so far, could shift their chances. So could the presidential debates. Moreover, the Democratic Party's new base of white voters with college degrees is far more likely to turn out than Mr. Trump's less educated coalition is, a disparity that pollsters' likely voter screens may not fully reflect. Our model gives Mr. Trump better chances of victory than do other public quantitative forecasts. A model by Decision Desk HQ and The Hill puts him on 56%. The forecast released on June 11th by ABC News's 538 expects Mr. Biden's position in swing states to improve enough by November to give him an edge, with a 53% win probability. All three forecasts agree that the contest is close and that a victory for either major candidate is easily plausible. But by our reckoning, Mr. Trump is the favourite.